Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on the frequencies and notes and also energy and music and musical intervals of love. And our intention is that everybody gets in touch with their own frequency of love. So before we start, let me tell you about some things happening here at the school. Let's see, we've got, first of all, we've got the summer sound healing certificate program coming up, which is the first semester of the associate degree, and that starts May 23rd. We've got a 3.5 month program, and again, we've got about 12 instructors. And we go into how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We also have the summer intensive version, which is, I think, June 5th to June 18th. And there's still room in that. That's 10 to 9:30 every day. And that's half of the certificate program. And then in August, we have another one, I think, starts for 2 weeks on the August 7th, I believe. And you can finish up the certificate, or a lot of people just do the first half in June for 2 weeks, and that's fine. And if you want to finish the certificate and you can't come back, you could also finish the classes online, because we have the whole program online as well. I've set it up so the first 2 weeks in June in the summer intensive are the classes that are best done here. So it works out quite well to actually finish them online, because you know the lectures are no different when you do them online. But there's a lot of classes that it is definitely better to be here. If you can't make it, we do have the whole program online, certificate and associate degree, and you can do that with live instructors, or you can do it by video. And it does work quite well with live instructors. We've been doing it quite a while, and it's very, very effective. Those are happening. And again, the first semester is the first semester of the degree. The certificate program is the first semester of 4 semesters for an associate degree, where we go in depth. We go into different models for consciousness. We do a lot of practice with sound. We do some research even, so we can further the field. And it's a full associate degree approved by the state of California. So we are an official college. We also have the audio recording program, both at the Institute and online. And we teach you how to run audio program like Pro Tools or Ableton Live or Logic Audio in a way that will blow people's mind, take them to tears, transform their soul, transform their whole life. So I'm teaching you not only how to run the program, but how to use sound healing techniques for whatever style of music you're using to make the music way more effective. So it really taps into your whole essence, into people's whole biorhythms, and also brainwaves, because we teach how to use brainwave entrainment as well in the classes. That program starts, 3 month program starts May 25th here at the Institute. We have a summer intensive, which is right between the two summer intensives in sound healing. So you could, for audio recording, and that's like June 23rd to about August 1st. So you could stay the whole summer and do both programs, or just part of the summer. And well, like June 5th. Well, it's almost a whole summer. Let's see. We also have that program online. You can do it at just about any time. And we've set it up. Whenever people sign up, we kind of talk to the different people in the class to set up what time it's going to be, the one online. It works really well because I've got it set up here so you can actually hear and see what I'm mixing in real time. So that's the audio recording program. We also have besides the summer intensive, we've got the retreat that we do every year in Mount Shasta. And oh my God, it's really a beautiful place. We're on a a raging river up there at Stewart Hot Springs, which has amazing water that is where you can go in the tubs, and that's really powerful. Not to mention we're at the base of Mount Shasta, which is this powerful energy. I mean, a lot of people say when they get 40 miles away from it, they can feel the energy of the mountain. And so we'll do 2 days, and then we'll go up on the mountain on the third day. And there's still plenty of room, although every year this the retreat in Mount Shasta has sold out. So you might want to sign up soon. It's only $165, and we're about to raise it up to $185. So you can... you can call me at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can find the information at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the therapy center here where we do all types of treatments. We can do voice analysis to find out what frequencies are missing that are causing problems with organs or learning disabilities. And we give you a CD and the missing frequencies, quite effective. We also can find your home note, the frequency of you, where you are at peace. We call it the soul note here. A lot of people call it your signature frequency, or your Jeffrey Thompson calls it your central processor frequency. And so we do a test over Skype with a webcam so we can look at you, and we play each of the 12 notes, and we can find which one is the most peaceful for you, and then we see it, send you a CD in that key. We also do we can do voice healing. We have a lot of different other treatments you can find online at the soundtherapycenter.com. Here we can put you on the sound table, massage table with speakers in it, and get a massage while you're on the sound table. We also have a combination treatment we do here with sound table, tuning forks, crystal bowls, voice. So you get a whole smorgasbord of different techniques to check it out. That's here at the Institute. We also have our store here. We've got the sound healing store. If you go to soundoflove.com, you'll see all our crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls, which have different metals and crystals embedded in the crystal bowls. We have hundreds of different instruments here that are really cool, including the sound lounge. We have the sound lounge and the sound table, which I think is the most powerful and effective tool for sound healing there is. I mean, it's right up there with the voice. I mean, it's a subwoofers in the table that vibrate you intensely. It is so effective for anything you have emotionally, or especially for anything you have neurologically or muscles. It's really, really powerful. So we have those in the store as well, the sound tables and sound lounges. Also, there's another event coming up. I think it's April 30th and May 1st. We've got the New Living Expo we'll be at. We're actually here in San Francisco area, and San Mateo is where it is. And we'll have a booth there with sound tables and sound lounges. And also I'm going to be speaking at the conference, and we have a panel on Sunday, May 1st. I think it's around 6 or 7 o'clock. We've got a sound healing panel with a lot of our instructors and a lot of other people in the field as well will be on the panel. And that's always a really interesting and fun time where people bliss out, right? And also one other thing, it looks like we weren't going to do another sound healing conference this year, but now it looks like we're going to do a small one out in a national park close to where I live. So you can check that out once we have it up. We'll probably have it up in about a week and a half or so, and that's going to be in mid-September sometime. So if you want to come out for our little mini sound healing conference, that's coming up. It'll be our sixth one we've done. And it's in a beautiful place out in the headlands of Marin. And so we're right by the beach, and should be really, really powerful. We should have a lot of music there as well. So those are the different things. Again, you can call me at 415-777-2486. 2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Just about everything is at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. The frequency of love. You know, it's interesting. There are a couple of different ways you can do love. One is you can just be love, which I learned from Doug here at the BBS. I was doing the radio show years ago, and I was talking about instead of being love, bringing in love. And Doug, after the show, he said, no, Dave, you can just be love. So you can be love, or you can bring it in, or you can transmit it. It's interesting. We just finished a class on the sound of love here at the Institute. And we do a thing where if you want love, one of the coolest things you can do is send love to the universe, or send love to the earth, or send love to people on the planet, and listen for that love coming back. Now, you can just send it energetically, or you could actually send it with a sound like this. Okay, let's interactive time. Everybody send love. We'll do it this way. Everybody send love to everybody else listening to this show. And listen for the love coming to you. Don't forget to receive. Okay, so bring love into your heart and send love to everybody listening to this show right now. And don't forget to receive. Again, go ahead and make a sound with it, that energy of love. Now, let's expand it. Send love to everybody on the planet and listen for their hearts sending love back. Like that one. Or let's send love to the planet and listen for it sending love back. Ooh. God. Send love to Source. Send love to Spirit. And listen for it coming back. okay, now let's do something different. Instead of sending love, just be love. You are love. Every cell is love. Just resonate that love that you are. And listen for a sound that fits it. And make it out loud. Now, notice how big the field of love is around you. A couple inches, a couple feet, 6 feet, the whole room, maybe the whole universe. Wherever it is, let's expand it. Expand your love, being love. We're not sending it, just being love. Expand it until the love you are, that you're being, fills the whole room you're in. Now expand it to fill the whole city you're in. Now expand it to fill the whole country you're in. Now expand it. So this resonant field of love that you are expands to the whole planet. Let it expand now to the whole universe. Love you are. Feel that. So those are two different ways. One is sending and receiving love. One is just being love. Really good ones to practice. Here's another one that's really good. But send love to yourself. And let your soul, listen for your soul, sending it back. get more specific. Send love to your heart. This is a really good one. If you have any loss in your life, if you lose any loved one, just send love to your own heart. When you get it down, it's important to practice, because when you get it down, you never need love from anybody again. It's nice to still resonate it with someone, but you don't need it. You're whole on your own. Really cool. So, let's listen to a song. Let's listen to Unconditional Love. This is a 6-minute version that I did, holding the energy of universal unconditional love the whole time. So run this energy of universal unconditional love along while listening to this song. I didn't play that song to sell it, but just so you know, that CD is called Unconditional Love on our site. We've got like a 30-minute version of it. Whew, that worked for me. I got pretty high from that. It's interesting, you know, when you look at the notes, or first of all, at the music of love, a lot of music is actually in a minor key, which is kind of sad. But love is not sad. Love is like, I always think it's mostly just to bring people into the sadness where they feel, to get them out of their head so that they can feel the love, because there's no love in the head. There's no love in your mind. There's no love in your intellect. You know, you have to get out of it and get into your heart to feel love. Although there's a funny thing that I want to qualify that, because often I feel love through my pituitary and pineal glands in hypothalamus. So I get waves of love when it's even not just my heart, but through my head. So even though it's not my intellect, it's like I often do get love through my head, so to speak. And I think that's like the even universal love actually comes through the head as much as the heart, which is really interesting. I actually get waves that kind of go through the whole gamut, you know, through the whole body, I guess you can say, through every cell and through every endocrine gland. But so there is love in the head. It's just not in your mind. It's not in the intellect. There's no love in the intellect. You got to get out of your intellect. Yeah. But then there's also the notes of love. You know, most people talk about F, the note of F being the heart chakra. It's like, and a lot of people, we sell bowls that are F bowls, and people will come in and they say, I want to buy the heart chakra bowl, F. And I'll say, well, you could get the F bowl, or you could play all the bowls and see which one resonates your heart the most. And it's interesting, most people don't choose F when they intuitively go through and find out what note. You can simply do this on the web, where you go up and, or if you don't have a keyboard or an instrument, you can pull up like virtual, search for virtual piano and just find a piano you can play on the web. You can find them on your phone too for free. And then just play each note and just tune in as to which one feels like love to you. That's really cool. Instead of, you know, subscribing to, you know, what somebody said a long time ago, which could be cool. I'm not a baby tosser. You know, it could be cool. F is still cool. But I often go to D myself. You know, another way to do it is to simply tune in to love, feel love. Let's do it. Okay. Tune in to love. Bring love into your heart now. Feel it completely. Now, just resonate love again. Be love. Fill the room with love, at least, or however you want to do it. Love, just love. And listen for the note of that. What note, high or low frequency, just get a sound going in your head that seems to match this feeling of love. Play with it. Don't do it out loud yet. Just get it going in your head until it feels right. Then make it out loud. That's where I go. And then you can go on the web, or if you have an instrument, you can go and see what note that is. There's an application on the iPhone called N-Track Tuner. N-Track Tuner. And it's a free app, and it will show you what note you're singing. There's a lot of applications like that. They're on the web, too, for for free, where you can just sing a note and we'll tell you what note it is. I mean, just use a guitar tuner for that matter often, sometimes certain guitar tuners. And so that's a really cool note because, again, we didn't find that note by making the sound. We found that note by having you run the energy first and then finding it in your head before you make the sound out loud. So it's really the frequency of love for you. And that's a really cool one to use. You can, if you play music, you could play a song in that key. But if not, you can just, you know, sing in a tone in that, doing a vowel, any vowel in that note. You can, if you wanted to get a crystal bowl, you could get it in that key, resonate love. If you're doing a workshop with anybody or you really just want to resonate love at all, you know, you can just sing that note. You could even sing it to your partner. Really cool to actually sing it to your partner while putting your lips right on their heart with the note of love that resonates the best for you. That's cool, to really find the note for yourself. Now, there's another way you can do it, and that is the sound of love of your voice. See, everybody generally expresses love in the home note of the key of their voice. See, everybody sings when they speak, and everybody sings when they speak in a certain key. So most people normally go to the home note of their voice when they express love. Like, I really love my kitty. I really love my kitty. That last note is the home note of my voice, kitty. Some people go to the musical fifth. I really love my kitty. Really love my kitty. Right? But people don't go to other notes. People normally don't go to, like, I really love my kitty. What's wrong with your kitty? You know, people, when they express love, they go to the fifth or the home note of the key that they speak in. And that's a really good one. So that's completely different than what we just found a minute ago, where we found the frequency without making a sound first. We got it going in your head first. And I think that's probably even more important. But if you're going to be toning, the note of your voice is a really cool one. And if you're going to be singing or toning along with the bowl or just by yourself, that one's really cool, but not only because it's where you would normally express love, but also because it's the easiest note to sing. The home note of your voice is the easiest note. It takes the least amount of energy to actually tone or sing. So you can do it longer without getting tired, but also it's just naturally where you express love. So, and then you could even get a bowl in that key, you know. It's very cool, which again is different than the core note of love for you that we found earlier. So those are different aspects of love. You know, there's also the actual sound of love. Some people say the harp, some people like cello. There's a lot of different vowels that have been used through time that we've gone over in other shows, you know, like om or ah, or I love mm, right? Mm, mm, right? But there's also, when you transmit love, your heart will actually go into what's called heart coherence by HeartMath, where it gets faster and slower in a perfect S-curve. So it smoothly speeds up, smoothly slows down, and that's heart coherence. And what's interesting is that S-curve has mathematically the golden mean in that curve. And the sound of your heartbeat puts out harmonics that are in golden mean ratios. The golden mean is the spiral that's in all life. It's in, you know, galaxies. It's in the way our whole body grows. It's basically the Fibonacci curve, right? And so your heart puts out harmonics in golden mean ratios, which is really interesting because it's like love in geometry is expressed as the golden mean. So what I did is I created all these, I played with some tone generators that just create frequencies. And I started with the frequency of the Earth, 136.102, which is based on how long it takes the Earth to go around the sun, actually. And then I multiplied that times 1.618, which is the golden mean. And then got the second frequency, right? And then multiplied that second frequency times 1.618 also, and kept going. So I had a whole array of 1.618 frequencies. So it's totally the golden mean sound that your heart puts out when transmitting love. Although I don't know that your heart puts out the note of the Earth, but I tuned it to the Earth. So I've got it. It's not a song. It's just frequencies playing. So listen to this for just a minute or two. We're not going to play the whole thing. Just listen for a minute or two of love slowed down, basically. And if you want, tone along with it. Listen to it for a bit, and then after a bit, try singing along or toning along with it, because this is the timbre or sound of love instead of the frequency. Okay, check this out. It's always a little tricky resonating love with electronic tone generators, but you get the idea. Now, again, first of all, let me talk. There's also the musical intervals of love, especially the third and often the minor third descending are what expresses love for us. It's interesting also that interval is the number one interval that babies and kids love. It's the main interval that through research they found that the kids often resonate the most with. Very interesting, huh? So then again, back to the music of love. Music is often in a minor key, sadness, to get us out of our head. But what's really interesting is if you take a sad song and get really powerful with it, it's no longer sad, even though it's in the minor key. So it's like bringing love into power. It seems to be really effective. So I want to play a song that is just this. And this is Pachelbel Canon. And talk about canon, it's really kind of in the key of D, by the way, and it's also probably the main song that people use for weddings. Probably more people cry to Talk About Canon than any other song. And we have one of our instructors, Sylvina, singing on top of it with full power. Tone along until he finds it. It's about 12 minutes, too. Okay, everybody send love to Doug here. Our guy that runs the radio here is helping us out.
Ah.
Hold that frequency. Hold that frequency of love. May you find yours and reside in it, at least for the rest of the night. Maybe the week ahead or months ahead, years and lifetimes, in the frequency of your own love. Thanks for listening.